Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Historically, the world has been explored and connected by water. Indeed, what today we call globalization began when the Phoenician sailors headed west into the Mediterranean, or Indian sailors headed east into the China Sea, when marine trade routes linked the world through the exchange of goods, people, and ideas. The most modern tool of globalization today, of course, is the internet, allowing people from most everywhere access to information and economic and social exchange through the World Wide Web. Most of us probably think of that phenomenon as an ethereal function, that is, enabled by satellites high above in the atmosphere linked to land-based towers. While this is certainly true, it is important to understand that a huge part of this communication system is located underwater, on the bottom of the ocean, in a pervasive skein of fiber optic cables that invisibly tie us together in a technological marvel of high-speed data flow, enabling international telephone connections, financial transactions, entertainment, and political change. There is hardly an area on Earth into which submarine cables do not extend, and the industry can be expected to continue solid growth as demand for connection exponentially expands. In 2011, almost 50,000 miles of marine cable installation was contracted, a demand near equal to the manufacturing capability of the industry, a rate comparable to similar growth over the two previous years. In addition, new technologies have increased the carrying capacity from 10 gigabytes per second per wavelength to 100, a tenfold increase. Here are just a few of the cable links under construction this year. From the UK, transatlantic to the US, from Japan to Singapore, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and Malaysia, an interconnected network for the Maldive Islands, from Sydney, Australia to Hawaii through Vanuatu, from Canada to the Bahamas to South America, from Los Angeles to New Zealand, from Egypt to Marseille with a branch to Cyprus, and from the UK through Portugal, Gibraltar, Monaco, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Djibouti, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates to India. These links will process global bank transactions, telephone and data communications, access to the internet from everything from international retailing to web searches and social networks, to distance learning, telemedicine, and call centers, to diplomatic exchange and political action. Distance that took those early sailors months to transit now takes a nanosecond at the speed of light. All this lies below the ocean's surface, but that is just the point. Looking out to sea, the ocean may appear a docile or angry scape, but below it is a vast reservoir of life and creative potential. It facilitates this technical connection, yes, just as it provides food, generates energy, distributes water, and contains the biodiversity essential to our health and survival. So as you look forward, don't automatically look up into the ether, but rather look down into the blue depths wherein the future lies. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.